The following program is sponsored by Mid-America Tax Advisory.
The opinions expressed on this radio show are based upon information considered reliable, although it should not be relied upon as such. Any statements or opinions are subject to change without notice. Information presented is for educational purposes only. Moreover, no listener should assume any discussions or information presented serves as the receipt of or a substitute for personalized advice or from any other investment professional and is not intended as an offer of solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Sound Income Strategies is not a law firm or accounting firm, and no portion of this radio presentation should be interpreted as legal, accounting, or tax advice. Information expressed does not take into account your specific situation or objectives and is not intended as recommendations appropriate for any individual. Listeners are encouraged to seek advice from a qualified tax, legal, or investment advisor to determine whether any information presented may be suitable for their specific situation.
Scalpel. Sponge. Retractor.
Wow, this is one messed up retirement.
Do you think you can save it?
Had they only listened to the retirement income doctor.
Welcome to today's Retirement Income Doctor with Mark Falter, founder of Mid-American Tax Advisory. Today, you'll hear some of the most important financial information and wealth-building techniques available anywhere. If you're in or near retirement, this program has been designed for you. And now, the Retirement Income Doctor, Mark Falter.
Welcome back to the Retirement Income Doctor radio show. This is Mark Falter coming back at you again another week, where on this show we talk about the topics that are of interest to you in retirement. Well, on today's show, we got an action-packed show for you. You know, a lot of times, and you've heard me say this before, how do I come up with some of the topics for the shows? I tell you, I meet with people, I probably meet with an average of 20 to 30 people a week at the office, and many of you from the radio show call in. Of course, we answer questions there, but meeting with our current clients and so forth, they spur me on to thinking of different topics that need to be talked about. And today is no different. I met with a particular client this week that got me thinking about a certain topic that we're going to discuss in today's show. But, you know, I didn't want to talk about that particular topic by itself. I wanted to kind of couple it in with a couple other things. And today we're going to talk about having the right financial mindset. Having the right financial mindset. A matter of fact, on many other shows, you've heard me refer to a book written by a good friend of mine by the name of David Scranton. This book is called The Seven Core Values, Making Sure You Have the Right Investment Mindset. You're going to hear me refer to that book as we go through today's show quite often, but let me hit you with a couple of points right up front. How many of you knew that literally 70%, you can Google this, 70% of lottery winners go bankrupt? That is from the National Endowment of Financial Education. They did a study on this, 70. You know, you think about that. How is it that someone can get a million, 5 million, 20 million, 500 million? It's almost hard to believe you could possibly do it with 500 million, but it happens. I was watching another thing. A large percentage of pro ball players end up broke. It would blow your mind. I was just watching on the internet on Newsmax of a particular professional ball player that made $65 million in 14 years and ended up claiming bankruptcy in 2005. A large percentage of seniors are working past age 65. More than 20% are. And it's amazing. And I'm telling you, they don't do it because they want to do it. Now, some do. I'm not saying they all don't, but many of them have to work. Nearly, now catch this, half, that's 50%, as you well know, half of retirees at retirement have no savings at all. Zero. Zip, not a none. That is coming from the Government Accountability Office. So lottery winners ending up with bankruptcy. Large percentage of pro ball players end up broke. Many seniors working past 65. Many people don't have anything saved for retirement. Why? It comes back to this, having the right financial mindset. Having the right financial mindset is critical. As you get closer to and as you even are into retirement. You know, as you get closer to retirement, it's obviously key. But, you know, you think, well, I've arrived, I've retired, I've got enough assets, I'm good to go. Well, you know, in retirement, that million or $2 million or $5 million that you've got saved, that's it. When you sit down and you look at $3 million and you're 65 and you've got to make that money last until potentially 90, 95 years old we're living to these days. I talked to my mother today on the phone. Yes, I did. I called my mother today. She is 93 years old and she's telling us she's going to live to 98 like her mother. I hope I've got my mother's genes, by the way. Talk to her. So, you know, we're living longer. As a matter of fact, it's become a risk. You know, you hear about market risk, you hear about currency risk, you hear about all these risks. There's another risk. They call that longevity risk, outliving your money. Matter of fact, there was a recent study done by the financial services industry, and they spent a lot of money on this research and found out the number one fear of retirees, number one on the list, is running out of money. Number two was death. They would rather be dead than broke. And I think a lot of you listening could attest to that. Well, this is what we're going to talk about in today's show. Now, it's a long intro to talk about that. But one of the things you're going to hear me talk about is a book written by a friend of mine called The Seven Core Values, How to Protect Your Assets in Good Times and Bad, Making Sure You Have That Right Retirement Mindset. If you're concerned that you don't have enough assets saved, if you're concerned that you might be one of these people over 65 that are still going to continue to work, if you just want to get some basic ideas on how to make that money last, give us a call. We'd love to spend 15 or 20 minutes with you off the air, free of charge, giving you some of these ideas. And I would also direct you to our website, retirementincomedoctor.com, retirementincomedoctor.com, and go under resources tab. You'll find a lot of white papers there that can help you. So the book that I'm talking about, I want to offer that out. I thought about this. You know, I haven't done it every week. I haven't done it in several weeks, but I do want to do it today because it kind of goes with our show. A book called The Seven Core Values, How to Protect Your Money in Good Times and Bad, written by a friend of mine by the name of David Scranton. You can go on to Amazon and you can order the book. You can go to Barnes & Noble and order it, $23, or you can give us a call. Give us a call for the first five callers. We'd like to put that book in your hands because I really want to help our loyal listeners. I talk to a lot of you every week and they say you listen to me every week and I appreciate that, but I want to put something in your hands that can really be of value, how to make that money stretch. So give us a call, toll free, 800-611-1966. Again, toll free, 800-611-1966. So let's get off into today's topics. There's a lot of reasons for this, a lot of reasons why people basically end up claiming bankruptcy, these lottery winners. They don't have a lot of money saved. They have to continue to work past age 65. Reason number one I listed here, because I've seen them. Hundreds and hundreds of people a week, I see them. You know, I was watching this article by this one particular professional ball player talking about how he claimed bankruptcy and what was one of the main reasons. And you know what he said? He gave a lot of money away. Now, you'd think philanthropically, that's a good thing. I believe in tithing. I really believe it. But we're talking, he had many of his relatives, not even on a payroll. That's not the word. On a more of an allowance, like you do with your children when they're 10 years old. Now, you think, well, I don't have my relatives on allowance. Well, let me tell you where I've seen it before. Where I've seen it before, as I've said, there's three things that impact retirees' portfolios today. One of those things is a car. They got to go buy a car. People call me for money, wanting to get it out of their retirement accounts, and they want to go pay cash for a car. Not a bad thing. I understand the paying cash thing. There's another reason. Kids. I'm not kidding you. I have seen retirees give half of the retirement away. I've seen them give more than half to children. I'm not talking 13-year-olds here. I'm talking kids that are in their 40s, starting a business. The other thing is a nursing home. And that's the topic I was discussing just a few minutes ago that the client brought up this last week. And I said, you know, I'm going to do a radio show on that. I just didn't want to talk about nothing but nursing homes and necessity of long-term care. I'm going to fit that into the very end of this show today. So don't touch that dial. So kids, cars, and nursing homes. So what do we do? Let's talk a little bit about the cars thing. You know, obviously you got to have a car. You can't walk. How you pay for that car is very important. I have had retirees call me and say, Mark, I want to pull $30,000 out of my IRA so that I can go pay cash for a car. I've seen this scenario come up during tax season because we do a lot of taxes. Obviously, the our practice's name is Mid-American Tax Advisory. And we see a lot of this come up where retirees are getting close to retirement. They've got $50,000 to pay on a house, and then it's going to be paid for. And 5 years left on the mortgage, maybe 7 years left on the mortgage, and they'll pull 50 grand out of their retirement accounts. Now, I'm all for not having debt, but you got to realize you really would have been better off financing that. You think, well, where in the world would a financial planner tell me to finance something in retirement? Well, guess what? You're just paying it up front. It's called taxes. When you sit down and you figure out how much you're going to pay in taxes to pay that car off, how much you're going to pay in taxes to pay that house off, and you're paying no interest on the house in many cases. We've seen them do it before. It is horrendous. And I have a saying on this real quick. A rule of thumb is a IRA, a qualified plan, is a great income vehicle. It is a lousy lump sum vehicle. So let's focus a little bit on the kids. You know, one of the things as I was watching this Newsmax show on this particular pro ball player, one of the things that he realized he wished he would have done is learn how to say no. You've got to learn how to say no occasionally. I have always taken the approach that the child that is asking for those assets, I understand the heartfelt feelings. I've got children of my own. And have I lent money to them? Yes, I have. But I will tell you, we set it up on a payment plan. We set it up where there's interest due. Why do I do this? Because I see the other side of things. And if they don't pay the interest and pay you back on a timely basis, they don't appreciate it. I have seen the scenarios where the money was given to the child and it doesn't usually solve the problem. The problem is an underlying problem deeper than that. Now, is that in all cases? No. I could introduce you guys to a particular tax client of ours that lent $115,000 to a child that went to Texas and got into a franchise business, had a successful franchise business. If I mentioned the name, you'd know who it was. And one worked out well. He bought two, he bought three, he bought five. By the end of the time frame, those parents are now receiving almost $15,000 a month from that child. So it does work out. But, you know, I think the payment plan is critical. And then the nursing home, the third thing that taps into retirees' accounts. You know, the average cost of a nursing home in the Midwest United States is about $60,000 a year. $60,000. I want you to sit down and imagine your retirement portfolio. Imagine a $60,000 a year drain coming out of it. Then do the math. How long is it going to last? Well, we're going to wait till the end of the show to talk a little bit about that. But if some of these concepts we talked about just now basically kind of rang a bell with you, hey, you know, I literally just got a call from my child asking for money. I've had clients of ours call us, say, hey, should I loan them money? If you've been thinking about paying cash for that car, or now if you're pulling it out of an IRA account versus a non-IRA account, it's a different thing. If some of these ideas are striking a chord with you, give us a call. We'd love to answer your questions and show you how to set things up where you can avoid this or possibly do it and still sustain a good retirement portfolio. Also, as I mentioned earlier, I want to put something of value in your hands today, something that's going to teach you some of these principles. A book written by a good friend of mine by the name of David Skrin. The book is called The Seven Core Values, How to Protect Your Money in Good Times and Bad. It talks about income planning, the kind of the title of our show, The Retirement Income Doctor, as opposed to trying to make your money through the risky stock market. The book, $23, $25 on Amazon or Barnes & Noble, or you could give us a call. For the first five callers, I'd like to put that in your hands. Also, again, you can go to our website at www.retirementincomedoctor.com. Check us out there. But give us a call at toll-free 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. Love to put that book in the hands of the first five callers. Don't touch that dial. We are going to have to take a break. We will be right back.
Our philosophy at Mid-American Tax Advisory Group is that we are the coach who assists you in identifying and working towards reaching your financial goals. Our seven-step educational process helps you identify your objectives and develop the strategies and tactics that will allow you to work towards your goals. And here it is. 1. Identify lifetime objectives and strategies. 2. Understand all of your options. 3. Determine your risk profile. 4. Build your allocation model. 5. Optimize your investment allocations. 6. Identify tax reduction and catastrophic protection strategies. 7. Schedule regular periodic reviews. To schedule a free, no-obligation review, just give us a call. Call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966. More with the Retirement Income Doctor is next.
You know, Americans are notorious for overspending when the holiday season rolls around, and while that may be good for the economy, in the short term, it often ends up being bad for household budgets. Overindulging a bit on spending during the holiday season doesn't need to create hardships as long as you know your broader financial situation is in good shape. That's why we've created a holiday gift for you. It's our year-end financial planning checklist, and it's absolutely free. Key items on this financial checklist include taxes, charitable donations, estate planning, health insurance, your risk assessment, goals, and so much more. It's our holiday gift to you. Your very own year-end financial planning checklist, and it's absolutely free. So call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966.
All right. Again, coming back at you, this is Mark Falter, Retirement Income Doctor. And before the break, we talked about the title of today's show is having the right financial mindset, having the right financial mindset. You know, and we talked about how most lottery winners end up claiming bankruptcy, how many sports players end up broke, even though they've made millions of dollars over a short period of time. We've talked about the large percentage of seniors still having to work past age 65. We talked about some of the reasons for that. We talked before, reason number one, basically the three things that affect retirees' accounts: kids, cars, and nursing homes. I've seen it time and time again. And the need to learn how to say no. Well, now we're going to talk about reason number two, not having a sound investment plan. Not having a sound investment plan, not working in the numbers backwards. It's really math. It's nothing but math. You know, you got to sit down and figure out what you need in retirement as income. 50, 60, 100,000, 40,000, what is it? Then you got to kind of factor back into that. How much is Social Security going to be? By the way, if you're curious about Social Security and how much it's going to be and the right strategy, give us a call. We have the software that if you will send us your full retirement age Social Security amount and your spouse's, give us your birth dates. You can email it to us. We will send you a 27-page report that will tell you the best strategy to take. Again, our phone number is 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. So factoring the Social Security into it, and then sit down and figure out how much you're going to need out of your portfolio. I usually take it by a certain percentage and then figure how much money you're going to need. It's really mathematics. Now, here we get into the next topic, and I don't want to go all over the place here, and that is depending upon growth to produce that income. We're going to talk about that here in just a minute, and the whole title of this show, The Retirement Income Doctor. So just not having a good investment strategy. Another thing, working with the wrong advisor. You know, here's my suggestion on the advisor. You need to basically take what your returns were, whenever you started with the advisor. Look at what they are now, amount you put in, amount you got now, and look at the Vanguard S&P 500 fund and compare it to it. Has he kept pace with it? Has he underperformed it? Do a test and measure. You know, one of the questions you might want to ask yourself when dealing with the advisor or asking yourself the question, do I have the right advisor? I've got a question for you that you could actually make a little note of this. Some of the questions you might want to ask your advisor. When I took last month's distribution, did I have to sell any shares in order to get that money? Did any shares of anything get sold? If the answer to that is yes, you got a problem. We're going to talk about that here in a minute. It's called reverse dollar cost averaging. Second question, do you have things in your portfolio other than just plain Jane mutual funds, other than just market-based mutual funds? Do you have anything that's producing dividends? Another good question to ask is, what is your outlook on the market over the next 5 to 6 years? Now, do I know what's going to happen? No, of course, I'm not a market predictor, but I will tell you, we're going to talk about that here in just a minute, the historical trends of the market. These are some of the questions you might want to ask, and also ask another one while you're in there. Have them explain reverse dollar cost averaging. I'm going to explain that here in just a minute. Some of these questions are the questions you might want to ask. Now, if you're wanting some additional questions that you could ask, and you're wondering if you've got the right guy for the job or the right woman for the job, hey, give us a call. We'd love to talk to you and take 15 minutes, at least give you some questions to go back and ask. And that is, our phone number is 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. And as I mentioned earlier, for the first five callers, I would love to put a book in your hands. The book is called The Seven Core Values, How to Protect Your Money in Good Times and Bad. You can go on to Barnes & Noble's website and buy it for $23, or you can give us a call. For the first five callers, put that thing in your hands. And I think you'll get some use out of that. I know I have. So reason number three that retirees end up either with no money saved, large percentage of seniors are working past age 65. Reason number three, not understanding the difference between income and growth. You know, I do workshops all across the city. I do required minimum distribution workshops. I do workshops on estate planning. I do workshops on Social Security planning. And in my required minimum distribution workshop, I talk about one particular page. And I say, you know, here's a rule of thumb. Your income and dividends out of your retirement account should be paying your required minimum distribution. And then I come back and I cover it about two or three more times. Because, you know, when I say that, people think, huh, my account grew last year by 6%. My RMD was only 4. I'm good to go. No. Back to that question you asked your financial advisor, did you have to sell any shares to create my income last month? So let me take a quick example and explain the difference between growth and income. Let's take a $100,000 example. You invest $100,000 and you buy something at $10 a share. How many shares do you have? 10,000. All right, everything's fine. You're accumulating shares, dollar cost averaging. I'm all for it. Thumbs up to that. Everything's fine, but all of a sudden you retire. What do you need in retirement? Income. What's the name of our show, by the way? The Retirement Income Doctor. It's all about the income. So you take $5,000 out. How many shares did you have to sell? 500. You had 10,000 shares at $10 a share. You had to sell 500 of them. Guess what you have now? 9,500 shares. You have less shares than you had before. That in itself is a problem. Let me ask you this. Do you know that you're going to have enough shares to last you through your lifetime? Do you know exactly how long you're going to live? You know, there was a particular mutual fund company that put out an article, and actually it was like a spreadsheet that said, if you have a 70-30 stock bond mixture, there is a 80% chance you'll have enough money to live to age 90. If you have a 60-40, there's a 90% chance. Well, let me ask you, what if you're in that 10%? You know, it's kind of like this. Imagine, if you will, you take a live round, a bullet, and you put it in a six-cylinder gun, and you put that cylinder back in the gun, and you put it to your head, and you pull the trigger. I call that Russian roulette. You would never dream of doing that, but you realize there's only a 16% chance that bullet's going to go off. That means there's an 84% chance you will not get shot. It's 84% safe. That's what I look at when I see these charts and graphs. 84%. What if I'm in that 16%? You know, so you've taken out that $5,000. You sold that 500 shares. You've reduced the amount of shares. You realize those shares have to go up by 5% to you to get back to $100,000. Let me tell you what retirees want to see. What they want to see is 100,000 minus 5 equals 100,000. What they don't want to see is 100,000 minus 5 equals 95,000. Those shares have to grow by 5. It's actually a little north of 5. Well, let me ask you, when have you ever known of the market to grow 5% a year for 30 years? That's about how long you might be retired for. Well, worse yet, these shares drop by 5%. Now you're at 100,000 minus 5 equals $90,000, as opposed to 100,000 in, $10 a share, paying a 5% dividend. Where in the world can you do that? Give us a call. We'll tell you. 5% dividend, you can take $5,000 a year for life. And never touch the principal. Never sell a share. That is a rock-solid plan in retirement. Now, if you're concerned that you're not doing this, if you are selling shares in retirement and you're concerned about that, give us a call. We'll send you the information on how to avoid this, and I'd like to put a book in your hands, a book that will tell you how to do this. And the book is written by a good friend of mine by the name of David Scranton called The 7 Core Values, How to Protect Your Money in Good Times and Bad. You can actually go on to Barnes & Noble's website and buy it for $23 or be the first five callers, and we'll put that thing in your hands. Again, toll free, 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. We are going to have to stop for a break, but when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the final reasons why so many retirees end up not having enough money to retire on, and we're going to talk about my final topic, nursing home coverage. How do you plan for that? How do you plan for that $60,000 a year event that could potentially happen? And by the way, they say it's going from 1 out of 3 chance to a 50-50 chance that if you're over 65, you might end up needing some long-term care. So when we come back, we're going to talk about that. So don't touch that dial. Again, if any of these things concern you, give us a call at toll-free 800-611-1966 or check us out on the web at www.retirementincomedoctor.com. Go under the resources and you can see a lot of info that'll help you out in your planning for retirement. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
By taking into account worst-case scenarios and having a more conservative approach to planning, we have been truly blessed to help hundreds of seniors in the greater Kansas City and Topeka area working towards reaching their goals and values without changing their lifestyles. To schedule a free, no-obligation review, just give us a call. Call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966. More with the Retirement Income Doctor is next.
Do you have a will? Do you have a trust? Do you have an estate plan? Estate planning is not just for the wealthy. Estate planning is for everyone. Join Mark Falter for a free educational workshop on estate planning Tuesday, January 16th or Wednesday, January 24th, 6:30 p.m. at the Gladstone Community Center. At the workshop, you'll learn the differences between wills and trusts, the need for an estate plan, how to develop an estate plan, what is probate, and how to avoid it. Learn how new estate tax rules can help you, and learn about per stirpes versus per capita beneficiaries. A free educational estate planning workshop, Tuesday, January 16th or Wednesday, January 24th, 6:30 p.m. at the Gladstone Community Center. To get registered for this free educational workshop, call 1-800-611-1966. That's toll free, 1-800-611-1966.
Well, welcome back to the Retirement Income Doctor Radio Show. If you're just now tuning in, we're talking about having the right financial mindset. Having the right financial mindset. Why is it so many seniors end up at age 65 with no money saved for retirement? Why is it they don't have enough saved? And why is it that you are selling shares in retirement to create income? You should not do that. That is a thing called, and we told you we'd talk about it, reverse dollar cost averaging. Reverse dollar cost averaging. I kind of explained a little earlier, but think about an example here for a minute. You got 1,000 shares in something. It sells for $10 a share, and you need $100 a month. Why? You just need income. You need a required minimum distribution, whatever, $100 a month. You sell 10 shares. How many you got left? 990. Okay, do it next month. How many you got left? 980. Do it again next month and watch that thing drop from $10 a share to $5 a share. You have to sell twice as many shares. I could tell you a story about an older lady that came into the office in 2013 that her well-meaning advisor told her she could take 5% a year out of her accounts and never run out of money. They call it literally the 5% cash flow rule. You can find it on many mutual funds websites today, still talking about it. Well, she was broke and crying. And I don't deal well with women crying, you know, and unfortunately, there's not a dang thing we could do. Had she come to us 10 years earlier, we could have. What happened? Well, that would have worked in the 90s. but it didn't work because there were two major downturns. This is serious stuff, folks. And this is where I want to segue into a little bit of what I call market history. Market history. And I want to talk to you about two types of markets out there. Now, if you've met with your advisor recently, and he's a market-based guy, you've probably heard him say the market has averaged 8% over history. The market always comes back. And it does. I will agree with that. But do you have enough time for it to come back if it takes another dip? You know, many of these advisors talk about this because they don't know what else to talk about. They don't know any other solutions outside the stock market. Now, I know what you're thinking, annuities. That's what he's selling, annuities. No, actually, there's a lot of other areas. Been around since 1900 other than that. That's one of the areas, potentially, if you know, but there's a lot of other areas that produce income. So the market has averaged 8% over history. The market has always come back. Well, let me tell you something. There are two trends that the market goes through. Again, this book that I was referring to earlier that I said for the first five callers I'll put in your hands, it's called The Seven Core Values. He talks about this in his book. And if you'd like to be one of the recipients of this book, be one of the first five callers at 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966, and we will put that book in your hands. So, trends of the market. You hear your Wall Street advisor telling you about bulls and bears. Matter of fact, Wall Street wants you to believe that too. Matter of fact, they put a bull and a bear on Wall Street. There's literally a bull and a bear out there, a physical statue of a bull and bear. Well, let me tell you something. The market's broken down into what's called secular bears and bull markets. Bull markets obviously go up. Secular bears go sideways. Sideways. Matter of fact, you don't pay attention to that sideways market? Well, let me tell you something about that sideways market. That sideways market is 70% of the market's history. The first one started in 1900 and ran in 1919. The first bull market started from 1920 to 29. Then we had another secular bear trend that ran from 1933 through 54, sideways. 1955 through 61, a bull market. 1962 through 81, another secular bear trend. Then 1982 through 99, the single best bull market in American history. We've never seen anything like it. That's when most of these advisors you're dealing with today became addicted to the stock market. Stuck in the 90s mentally, I call it. Well, what happened in year 2000? It turned. We've had two dips, major dips. Well, let me tell you something. If you study history, and I often ask people when they come to my office, generally speaking, more often than not, would you agree history has a way of repeating itself? And of course, everybody would agree with that. Well, if we study history, we can glean something from that. First, we can glean we've never exited one of these secular bear trends without at least three corrections. And how many have we had since the year 2000? Two. We've never ended one in less than 20 years. How many long have we been in this one? 16 and a half. We've never exited one of these things without the price to earnings ratios across the indices being in single digits. They are nowhere close to that. So is it possible that this could be the first time in history we could pull out of this without a major correction? Anything is possible, but is it probable? So when your advisor tells you, hang in there, it will come back, what is he going to tell you when that value of your account loses 60%? You say 60. Why 60? Well, another little thing we've learned from history is that these dips get progressively worse. Now, how do you avoid this? Well, first thing is reduce risk. Number two is develop an income strategy. Again, back to that advisor. If you sold any shares to develop income, if you're doing reverse dollar cost averaging, give us a call. We'll tell you how to avoid that. We'll tell you the questions to ask your advisor. We'll put the information in your hands on how to avoid that problem. And again, for the first five callers, I'd love to put the book in your hands, The Return on Principle. The Seven Core Values, How to Protect Your Money in Good Times and Bad, written by a good friend of mine, David Scranton. I'd love to put it in your hands for the first five callers. Again, 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. Or check us out on the web at retirementincomedoctor.com. Got a lot of resources there. You can check us out and put some of that information in your hands that can help you out in making some of these decisions. All right, I'm going to change gears here, and I'm going to talk about a topic that can be catastrophic to your retirement plan, and that is long-term care, nursing home care, in-home care. I talked to my mother today. I told you all earlier about 25 minutes ago that I called mom today. Called mom. Mom is living in assisted living care. She is unable to make it on her own right now. There's six of us children, and we have all had her at our house at some points in time or another. And it's just not possible right now. She needs too much care. It's expensive. And they say the average cost of a nursing home in the Midwest United States is $60,000 a year. So I want you to take your portfolio, divide it by $60,000 a year, and ask yourself, how long is that going to last? There's a bell curve. I've often said this. There's a bell curve of people that need long-term care. If you don't have any money saved, you really don't need it. Why? There's Medicaid. If you have $20 million saved, do you need it? No, you're self-insured. But the in-between is the folks that need it. And they ask me, you know, they come to my estate planning workshops and they say, well, maybe an irrevocable trust. That will help me get that stuff around the spend down. Well, here's the problem. Yeah, that's true. But there's, in many cases, an easier way to do it. Build a buffer for them to come get. And that buffer is long-term care insurance. Now, I'm not trying to get on the radio show here and sell you long-term care insurance. I'm trying to sell you on the concept of long-term care insurance. You know, I have actually done some research on this and found that the sales of long-term care coverage have actually gone down in the last 10 years. This one I can't figure out. I can't put my brain around it because the price of nursing homes has doubled in the last decade. Well, let me tell you a few things. The day you turn 60, you should buy it. Is it potentially something you will spend money on and not get anything back? Yes, it is potentially. But you know the number one reason I find that people don't purchase long-term care coverage is because of the price. It's really not because they think they're spending money on something they won't get back. If that was the case, you know, there's a lot of other insurance that you would end up canceling that you don't. But it's the fact that it's just too darn expensive. Well, here's what I have unfortunately found, and I don't know why this is. Many of the people that sell it think you have to have every bell and whistle on that thing. You have to have every rider possible on that thing. And you don't. That's a good way to run a premium up. You can end up with a basic product that will be much more economical than you think. And it will at least build a buffer for them to come get so you don't have to spend your retirement assets. So if you are kind of curious as to what a price on that would be, give us a call. Email us your information. We can shoot your price via email. Again, that's something we do through Mid-American Tax Advisory. We have agents that actually do that. Again, I'm not trying to sit here and sell you a long-term care policy, but at least give you an idea of the pricing of it. I think it's critical that a person plan ahead for this stuff. Again, give us a call at toll-free 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. And if you have listened to today's show and you thought, you know, some of those scenarios affect me, give us a call. I would love to put a book in your hands by the name of The Return on Principle. For the first five callers, I'd like to put that book in your hands. The Return on Principle, How to Protect Your Money in Good Times and Bad. Again, give us a call at toll-free 800-611-1966 or check us out on the web at www.retirementincomedoctor.com. A lot of resources there that can help you. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back.
Our team approach to service has helped us earn a reputation for caring about our clients, and we feel truly blessed that they have allowed us to be part of their lives. To schedule a free, no-obligation review, just give us a call. Call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966. More with the Retirement Income Doctor is next.
You know, Americans are notorious for overspending when the holiday season rolls around, and while that may be good for the economy, in the short term, it often ends up being bad for household budgets. Overindulging a bit on spending during the holiday season doesn't need to create hardships as long as you know your broader financial situation is in good shape. That's why we've created a holiday gift for you. It's our year-end financial planning checklist, and it's absolutely free. Key items on this financial checklist include taxes, charitable donations, estate planning, health insurance, your risk assessment, goals, and so much more. It's our holiday gift to you, your very own year-end financial planning checklist, and it's absolutely free. So call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966.
you missed any of today's program?
No problem.
You can now hear the Retirement Income Doctor online, anytime, 24/7 at retirementincomedoctor.org. That's retirementincomedoctor.org.
Welcome back to the Retirement Income Doctor Radio Show. This is your host, Mark Falter. I want to talk about another topic that we find a tremendous amount of people that are in retirement have questions about, and that is your required minimum distributions. Now, everybody knows they're going to have them. Some people don't. I guess that's one of the reasons we're having this a radio show today. Some people don't realize that at a certain age, you have to pull a minimum amount out of your IRAs and continue an amount out of your IRAs every single year. And it, of course, is required. That's why they call it a required minimum distribution. And it's a minimum amount you have to pull out. The minimum amount, in other words, is exactly that, a minimum. You can pull anything you want out, but you got to get this amount of money out. So we're going to take a minute and talk about RMDs and how they work and why they're there, and talk about also the tax implications on them and how it'll affect your Social Security and the taxes on that. And we've got a big show in store for us tonight. So looking forward to covering these details and bringing some clarity to this issue. Now, before we get off too far into this show, I want to just stop and, you know, point out our phone number, because if you have questions about RMDs, give us a call. We are more than happy to take about 10 to 15 minutes off the air. You can give us an idea what you think your RMDs are and maybe what has been calculated by your advisor or company that you're doing business with, and we'll actually confirm that they are right or tell you if they're not. We do a lot of RMD planning, and we can give you some additional information on that to make sure that these RMDs get done right. It's very critical. Matter of fact, before I venture too far off into this show here, I wanted to point out something, and that is in reference to your required minimum distributions. Do you know how much it is in the way of a penalty, a tax penalty, if you don't get your required minimum distributions out, or if you don't get them out on time? The penalty is 50%. You heard that right, 50%. We have had people come by our office. We do a tremendous amount of taxes, and we've seen people do a lot of different creative things in reference to RMDs. We've seen people go a year, a two, a third year without taking them out, and then on the fourth year, think they can take everything out for all 4 years. You can't do that. It won't work. We've seen people that have not taken their RMDs out, and there's a certain form you need to fill out with the Internal Revenue Service and send that in, kind of telling on themselves, so to speak. And we've heard the stories of the Internal Revenue Service also fining those people or penalizing those people for not getting their RMDs out. So this is one of the reasons why we want to bring clarity to this issue. It's very, very important you get these numbers out. So let's take a minute and kind of tell you why they exist. First of all, the government feels like they've done you a favor in letting you grow money tax deferred, and in fact put it in tax free, and now they want their cut. This is not for your benefit. This is for the benefit of the Internal Revenue Service. So what is a required minimum distribution? It's an annual amount that must be withdrawn from a traditional IRA or any qualified retirement plan after the account holder reaches a certain age. So then the next question is, what is that certain age? That age is the year you turn 70 and a half. Let me mention that again. It's the year you turn 70 and a half. That year, you've got to take a minimum amount out. And we're going to talk to you here in a minute about how to calculate that minimum amount. But let's talk about the timing, first of all, that you've got to get it out. It's the year you turn 70 and a half. And I tell everybody at my workshops, my free workshops that we do every month, that you have until the end of the year, which is 12/31 of whatever year that is, to get your required minimum distributions out. Well, that is true, except for the first year of your RMD. You can delay it until April 1st of the following year. So, now that only works for 1 year. They're expecting you to potentially miss it, and so they want to give you a 90-day grace. So, that's what that April 1st deadline is for. Not April 15th, but April 1st. So, the problem now that exists with that deferring it until April 1st is what? You took the one you deferred on April 1st, and you had two RMDs in that year. So it causes what we call a double payment. Now, this could be a problem. A problem in the fact you got to pay twice as much in tax. So not always the best idea. So now, how much are those RMDs going to be? Well, basically, you take the balance of all of your qualified plans from 12/31 of the year prior. So let's go back to that example of 2016 RMD. You would take the balance of all of your qualified plans, be them IRAs and anything that starts with a 4, any qualified plan, and add it up, the balance of that account on 12/31 of the year prior, divided by your life expectancy, which, by the way, can be gotten off of publication 590, the Internal Revenue Service website, publication 590. You divide that total balance by your life expectancy, and you're going to come out with a number, and that is the amount you need to take out for RMDs. Now, it sounds a little complex, and if you're wondering, wow, you know, I thought this was easy, not 100% sure if I can do this on my own, my company isn't figuring it out for me, I don't know how to do this, give us a call. I mean, feel free to give us a call. We will take 10 to 15 minutes. You can tell us your number, and you can tell us those balances, and we'll confirm whether it's right or wrong. It takes 10, 15 minutes. Give us a call. Toll free. Phone number is 1-800-611-1966. Again, 1-800-611-1966. Retirement Income Doctor, I mean, we do a tremendous amount of income planning, and of course, we see these RMDs all the time. So we can assure you that they'll be right if you let us check them out. But feel free to give us a call, or, you know, if you want to take advantage of the free workshops we do on required minimum distributions, give our office a call, and we'd be more than happy to fill you in on the time frames of those workshops. Okay, so we told you how to calculate them. Let's talk a little bit about that RMD publication 590. It's a uniform lifetime table. You can Google it. You'll pull it up. The first year, and I won't go through the entire chart on the air here. Of course, it takes too long. But it actually, the first year, your life expectancy number, and this is a number that's figured based on you being married to somebody that is 10 years or less younger than you, whether you are or not, your first year is 27.4. Now, if you're married to somebody more than 10 years younger than you, then there's an entirely separate publication for you. And again, if you want to know where to find that, give us a call. We'd be more than happy to steer you in the right direction. Now, I just want to take a minute and talk about some errors we see, some creative accounting, so to speak, that we see sometimes people will attempt to do in trying to calculate these required minimum distributions. Or sometimes advisors will mention to people to do this. First is, the question comes up in many of my workshops, can annuity income be used to cover my entire RMD? In a word, no. Now, let me be specific when I talk about annuity income. I'm talking annuity income from what's called a SPIA, a single premium immediate annuity. Sometimes we've seen people take a single premium immediate annuity, put half their IRA in it, and get a lifetime payout and think, oh, that darn near covers my entire RMD. So they're good to go. Well, the Internal Revenue Service will take the money that you didn't put in, the IRA money or the qualified money that you didn't put in, and refigure the whole RMD on that. So in a word, annuity income will not work, specifically out of a SPIA. Now, another little confusing factor that we find most people get into is, well, what if I have an old 401k or 403b and I have an IRA or two. Well, you've got to keep them separated. Now, let me be clear on one thing. It doesn't matter what age you are. If you are working at a company and you are putting money into a qualified plan, you do not need to pull an RMD out of that money at that company, that qualified plan, only that qualified plan, the one that you're working at. But as soon as you stop working, and if you're over 70 and a half, you do. But bottom line, let's say you've got some 401ks and 403bs from other companies. You've got some IRAs out there also. Basically, there is a firewall, so to speak, between the two of these. You got to figure your IRA RMD separate from your 403b or 401k RMD. And what I mean by that is you've got to pull the amount that's due for the 401k and the 403b out of those plans and the IRA money out of those plans. You can't mix and match the 401ks and the 403bs and the IRAs. You can mix and match IRAs, and you can mix and match the four plans, but you can't mix and match IRAs and four plans together. So those are a few areas that we find in our workshops, our free workshops, that people get a little confused. But if you're listening to this and you've heard those two exceptions and you've heard us so far and you're thinking, wow, this is confusing, hey, give us a call. We are more than happy to take 10 to 15 minutes off the air. No cost, no obligation. We love our loyal listeners. We'll figure your RMD for you. We'll make sure it's right. It takes 10 to 15 minutes. We just need some information from you. Give us a call. Again, toll free, 1-800-611-1966. The Retirement Income Doctor will be more than happy to go through this with you. Again, 1-800-611-1966. Or if you want to get more information, we have time to go through here on the phone, because I am packing about an hour and a half worth of workshop information into about 30 minutes. Give us a call and we'll tell you when our workshops are. They're free of charge. Reserve a time. Again, 1-800-611-1966. Appreciate you listening again today. We will look forward to talking to you again next week. Signing off, Mark Falter, the Retirement Income Doctor.
Thanks for listening to the Retirement Income Doctor, Mark Falter. And right now, we'd like to offer to you a free copy of the book, Return on Principle, the 7 core values on how to protect your money in good times and bad. Be one of the first 5 callers right now to receive your copy of this very powerful book, Return on Principle. So call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966 for Return on Principle, the 7 core values on how to protect your money in good times and bad.
Do you have a will? Do you have a trust? Do you have an estate plan? Estate planning is not just for the wealthy. Estate planning is for everyone. Join Mark Falter for a free educational workshop on estate planning Tuesday, January 16th or Wednesday, January 24th, 6:30 p.m. at the Gladstone Community Center. At the workshop, you'll learn the differences between wills and trusts, the need for an estate plan, how to develop an estate plan, what is probate, and how to avoid it. Learn how new estate tax rules can help you, and learn about per stirpes versus per capita beneficiaries. A free educational estate planning workshop, Tuesday, January 16th or Wednesday, January 24th, 6:30 p.m. at the Gladstone Community Center. To get registered for this free educational workshop, call 1-800-611-1966. That's toll free, 1-800-611-1966.
Have you missed any of today's program?
No problem.
You can now hear the Retirement Income Doctor online anytime, 24/7 at retirementincomedoctor.org. That's retirementincomedoctor.org.
Thanks for listening to the Retirement Income Doctor with Mark Falter. For more information about today's program or to speak with Mark, call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966. The Retirement Income Doctor, Mark Falter, will be back again next week at this same time.
The preceding program was sponsored by Mid-America Tax Advisory.